Florida courts have struck down certain voucher programs in the past because the state constitution prohibits taxpayer funding from being used directly or indirectly to aid religious institutions. But constitutional amendments on November's ballot could change that, and the amendments have become an issue in a local race for the state legislature. The group All Children Matter Florida has sent out mailers publicizing the accomplishments of State Representative Daryl Roussan, who is running for re-election in District 55. All Children Matter is a conservative group that supports vouchers and other forms of school choice. Roussan's opponent in the Democratic primary, the Reverend Charles McKenzie Jr., says he does not know why a right-wing group would pay for flyers publicizing a Democratic candidate.
That's a million-dollar question. They also did $17,000 in mailers for him during the special election, and he came under fire for that from the St. Petersburg Times. It is a pro-voucher group. I believe their national headquarters is the state of Michigan. They have a base here in Florida.
The mailer says Daryl Roussan changing Florida for the better and lists several issues that Roussan has fought for. Roussan was a member of the Florida Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, or TBRC, a group that has the power to place proposed amendments to the state's constitution on the ballot. The TBRC is assembled only once every 20 years to examine the budget, revenue, tax, and expenditure processes of the state. Three amendments deal with education, and two of them specifically allow tax money to go to religious institutions for education, McKenzie said.
Amendment 7 is an attack on the Blaine Amendment, the separation of church and state, in terms of public funding that's been in place since the Civil War in the state of Florida. All of these are, I believe, very Republican-oriented, right-wing Republican-oriented efforts to strip the public schools and allow vouchers to become alive and well in the educational process of Florida.
While on the TBRC, Roussan voted for what is now known as Amendment 7. In April, the St. Pete Times ran an editorial critical of the amendment, saying the TBRC is, quote, acting as if it were the Jeb Bush Education Agenda Commission. It specifically called out Daryl Roussan's deciding vote to include the amendment on this fall's ballot. Roussan also voted for what is now known as Amendment 9. Part of that amendment would require school districts to spend 65% of their budgets on classroom instruction, but another part of it opens the door for spending public education money on religious institutions, McKenzie said.
Amendment 9 is an effort by, I believe, those who would like to see public funds utilized by sectarian institutions to open another avenue for Jeb Bush's plan to make vouchers a very existent part of education in the state of Florida. And then it provides language that would allow public dollars to actually be used for private religious institutions.
WMNF spoke with Representative Roussan, but he declined a tape interview, saying that his advisors have recommended that he not speak to the press right now. The flyer quotes from a Bay Buzz blog entry by St. Petersburg Times writer Christina Silva, noting that Roussan asked Governor Charlie Crist for a special session of the legislature. The flyer shortened the title of the entry to Good Luck, Roussan, but the actual title is Good Luck With That, Roussan, which McKenzie says was a sarcastic reference to the implausibility of Roussan's request.
And they once again have sent out a mailer on his behalf where they've actually misquoted a statement that was written by one of the Times writers, the St. Pete Times writers. They've taken it completely out of context and change the meaning of it.
Brecht Hutchin is a consultant in Florida on behalf of All Children Matter, the group responsible for the flyer. He said that the flyer does not mischaracterize the blog entry.
Oh, not at all. I mean, I have no idea what the St. Pete Times might have meant when they said that. I personally read it, and I thought they were saying, good luck, you know, go do it, best wishes kind of a thing. But, I hadn't looked at it like that, to be honest, Sean. I hadn't at all thought of it that way. But, you know, obviously we don't think that the flyers mischaracterized or misled or otherwise, you know, tried to do anything that wasn't otherwise factual or accurate.
St. Petersburg Times staff writer Christina Silva told WMNF that she did not write the headline, but the blog entry was not intended to support Roussan's request for a special session.
Well, I definitely think that the column intended to be slightly snarky and tongue-in-cheek, and it was basically saying that the possibilities of Roussan's request being acted upon seem slim.
Hutchins said that the mission of the group All Children Matter Florida is to advance the cause of school choice in state legislative races in Florida and around the country. School choice includes concepts such as vouchers or scholarships, charter schools, voluntary pre-kindergarten, virtual schools, and homeschooling, Hutchins said. Because All Children Matter Florida is an electioneering communication organization, it cannot support or oppose candidates, Hutchins said, but it paid for the mailers touting Roussan's position on issues.
Representative Roussan, in our view, has taken steps to look out for the, you know, his constituents' needs, and particularly the families of low-income families that are looking for options for their kids to go to school. That's why we did those things.
District 55 covers parts of Hillsborough, Pinellas, Manatee, and Sarasota counties. WMNF asked Hutchin whether Roussan has contacted All Children Matter either to request that they send out flyers or to ask them to stop sending mailings.
No, I haven't talked to Representative Roussan in months. You know, his support for those families is all we need. And, you know, we do it on behalf of those families. That's why we're here. That's our mission. That's our goal. And Representative Roussan happens to be the beneficiary of those, and there are others throughout the state that also enjoy that. So I haven't talked to him. I don't know how he feels about the flyers or not.
The primary election for District 55 and all other races is next Tuesday, but early voting is going on now. You can view the flyer and find out more about the constitutional amendments that will be on November's ballot on our website, WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.